I'm gonna close the window because it's just everybody's making so much sound. Everybody's just way too loud. Shut up, everyone. Actually, I'm gonna keep it open. I'm gonna keep it open because it's sweaty hot in here. For those of you who are watching through the video format this episode, please ignore if my eyes look like I'm about to enter the different universe, like at the gateway of a different universe, like Armageddon. It's because I look like this because I've got a ring light on just to test out the lighting system. I bought myself a fancy ring light recently because I want to make more content, you know? I want to get back into doing more fun stuff and, you know, I gotta get cracking. I gotta make do. I gotta, even though I don't have a gazillion dollar budget, I still gotta make fun things and want to make fun things for people to enjoy. So I bought this fancy ring light, but the only downside is, as somebody who wears glasses, it's just really not okay. But anywho, enough with the looks. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Welcome to Overthinker Society with Sue Lee. I am Sue Lee. If you want a guest, please reach out. I'm tired of saying, welcome to Overthinker Society with Sue Lee. I'm Sue Lee. I want to say, welcome to Overthinker Society with Sue Lee. I'm Sue Lee. And this is Tom Holland. I don't know. Anybody? Yeah, I miss having guests in this podcast. I think there are pros and cons, definitely, where, you know, when I'm with another person, with a guest, then it's definitely takes a toll on my energy level. So definitely more dedication and commitment in terms of, like, really leading people on and trying to make the most out of the time we got. But the pros is it's a conversation with somebody, not some kind of just me like sitting down and, okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about, but I guess I'm just talking to the lens. Pyong pyong. So today I actually do have a few things that I did want to talk about. First of all, let's get the promotional shit out of the way. I got a new song coming out, Life is Suffering Well, that is coming out next week on February 16th, Friday. So I'm excited. It's been a while since I made a proper release that's like planned out marketing, and I'm gonna make a small music video directed, and I'm working with a really talented cinematographer slash music video director named JT. So it's coming along, and it's really exciting to finally get back into the artist journey. It's like I said in many, many previous episodes on this podcast, last year was really a wreck for me in terms of immigration. Immigration is so hard, and my first year in the States was quite shockingly hard to get through, to say the least. So it feels so damn good to, like, even the fucking self-promotional things, I don't mind. I missed this. I missed it. So yes, Life is Suffering Well is coming out next week. Is it next week? Is it in 2 weeks? Shit. I should know. it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. So that's out of the way. If you are interested, please. No, it doesn't matter if you're interested or not. Please pre-add my song on Spotify, please. The link is down below in the YouTube description. Apparently, it helps a lot. And it just, you know, it just makes me feel better. Just to get that validation. It's like, ooh, a lot of people are waiting for my release to drop. So, not gonna lie, it does give me a lot of validation. So pre-add it if you can, but if not, it's okay. Please enjoy the rest of the episode. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about immediately before I forget, because I've got a goldfish memory and I can't put off topics, otherwise I'm just going to let it go. The first thing that I really wanted to first and foremost emphasize today is the act of consuming art. The act of consuming art. And I mean, this episode could just end right here because that's it. I like to begin with a punch. And if you're a busy man, you're a busy woman, and don't really have much time of the day to listen to the rest of this podcast, but came by here with hopes that, you know, in hopes that you might be able to take away a thing or two as a life advice or some kind of insight, that will be just consume art. Consume some art and see what it does to you. Go to the museum, read some books. Go to a farmer's market. Go to an arts market. Look at some graffitis. That's it. You can go now. Bye-bye. Now, those of you who are staying behind just to kind of, let's see what she's got, you know? Let's see what she's got in terms of the elaboration part. Let me begin. So, recently I had this little epiphany where I, first of all, realized that I was in a rut. I was in a creative rut, a creative block, which I never thought would happen for me as somebody who has somebody who has fairly been pretty confident in my creative juice, the abundance of creative juice. I think I looked in hindsight where that period last year where I couldn't possibly get like grasp. There was a period of time last year, just a couple months maybe, like right following up right after the summer season, where I just, even though I had it, I knew that I had it, had the energy and the space, whatever, no excuses. I had the equipment. I can make music. I can do something. I could totally have pulled something off. But in hindsight, I realized I couldn't do it because I was in a complete block. I think I was too scared to admit it at the time, because creative blocks are scary because you never know when it's going to end. You never know how you're going to get out of it. You never know. So the following up like epiphany that followed up after that realization that I was on a creative rut was that there is a high chance that one of the biggest components that contributed in that block was my lack of consuming other artists' work. And I think I link it to my personal psyche and my characteristic, where I don't know if it shows, I don't know if it's apparent, but I'm a very jealous person. To my own demise, like it's really bad. I get jealous to a point where I can't listen to music that I know I love by the artists that I adore. I can't listen to it. I can't consume their work. I can't watch their music videos because I get jealous that I don't have that. The stardom, the fame, the fandom. And I do have a fandom. It's just all I want is more, 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 more all the time. And that sucks. That's not a way to live. I want to cherish. I want to be cherishing what I got. And I want to be enjoying the process, not feel like I'm burdened by this creative endeavor, and I'm forever like cursed with this occupational hazard of only being able to be selective in what kind of art that I consume. So that was I think that was really the element that was holding me back from consuming art. And the catalyst that was the breaking point of that habit, you know, that toxic mindset of, oh, I can't consume other people's art because I'm going to get jealous, to, oh, I can make this enjoyable. The catalyst was my new manager. I don't know if he's going to even be listening to this, but I gotta thank Benji for this, because he brought back, it's not so much a quality in him that sparked some magical thing in me, but it was more like he is literally like a walking encyclopedia of music and film. Not so much like fine art, but, you know, art that we can easily consume, such as film and, you know, music and whatever, albums, whatever. And he has introduced me to so many artists in the past, in the present, that I didn't know about before. And I realized there was a whole plethora of a different universe of legendary artists like the Beatles, and, you know, and to be specific, like George Harrison of the Beatles. I'm a fan now, and I didn't know he existed. It's wild. I know. You don't know the Beatles? I didn't know. Shocking. And I don't know why I never really delve into. I know their biggest hits, but I don't know. It's like Jerry Jeopardy, another good one that I got introduced to. Very, very good OGs. I've been having the song Up on the Roof by, who was the original? It was like a Motown song originally, but James Taylor did a cover version of it. And you can find the live version of it on Spotify. And it's so beautiful. So, so damn beautiful. It's a great song and such a feel-good song where you just, up on the roof, and it's just all about, it's good vibes, you know, when the life stresses you out, you can just go up on the roof and have a good time with your pals. And I don't know, there's something, and I've been introduced not just to musical inspirations, new musical inspirations, but I've been watching so many movies. I'm telling you, I've watched so many movies since I met Benji, to a point where I feel like I'm like, is this bitch fucking training me as to become like a guru artist? Like I feel so invigorated by all the new inspirations. I've been watching Martin Scorsese movies and the Coen Brothers movies. Is it Coen Brothers or Coen Brothers? It's Coen Brothers. And I recently watched a Ridley Scott movie called The Last Duel, which is about rape. And I know that's very jarring to hear, but oh my goodness. When I, like, tell you, like, here's the thing. When I first heard that, oh, this movie is about rape, I was like, no, thank you. Like, bye, boy. But I watched it through. Adam Driver's in it. Matt Damon's in it. Lots of great cast. So amazing. Just, it's brilliant. It makes you think. It makes you think about, it just, one of those movies that just make you think. The sequencing of the movie might be a little bit, it could be a little bit confusing if you are going to watch it. No spoiler alert, but the structure of the movie is basically almost like a what is it? Not a panorama, but it's a collage of the same story told from a different perspective. Period. That's what it is about. And so because it's kind of like bouncing back and forth different perspectives of the characters involved in the incident of the rape. So it could be a little bit confusing, but if you hear this, what I just said, and bear that in mind going into watching that movie, I think it will be pretty straightforward to get and enjoy. Anywho, it's been great. It only took one or two inspirations that didn't trigger me to help me get to the next step, get to the next level of, oh, I can revisit my past triggers of artists, like such as Ariana Grande. Like, she's so beautiful and her new song is so great. Like, yes, and say that shit with your chest, be your own fucking best friend. It's so good and she's so beautiful, and yet I used to be so jealous, too jealous to like listen to it and look at her face. It's fucking damned. But now I've been watching her music videos, I've been watching Dua Lipa music videos, you know, and I will say this though, just because I am starting to slowly overcome that easily triggered selective consumption of art, if you will, it doesn't mean that I'm nice. I critique pretty hard. And not like, I'm definitely not somebody who's like so full of myself that I'm gonna put myself out there like filming my reaction or my review or whatever of whoever's latest album on the internet. I would never do that, because critiquing publicly is just not up my alley, and I don't believe in it. I just don't believe in it, period. But I will have an opinion and I will say it. Like, that bitch can't sing. That bitch can't rap. She cringe. I will say it. I don't care if I can't sing. I don't care if I can't rap. I don't care if I can't do whatever they seem to be doing. I'm an audience when I'm watching. I think that's the thing. That's the main takeaway. I think we need to, no matter what occupation we have, no matter whether you're or not you're an artist or a creative person, or I already believe that humans are creative intrinsically anyway, all human beings. So I guess this applies for everyone, but I think we need to have this mindset of consuming art fully as a consumer. And it's really all about being aware of it. Just really, that's all there is to it. You're being aware of the fact that you're consuming art and you're a consumer and you can have opinions. I have this thing where I feel like I need to be nice when I'm by myself watching an awards show. Like, why the fuck? I'm all by myself. I'm in my room. I got privacy. I got independence. I'm old enough to say fuck shit. Jesus, but Jesus fucking ass. I can say whatever the fuck I want. And so many of us are afraid to have opinions because people with opinions, frankly, get a lot of hate sometimes because they come across as like too jarring or whatever. But we gotta have opinions. It's the people who have opinions that end up making a little bit of a footprint in this world, I think. We got to stand for something. We need to have a mission. We're animal who seek missions. So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of getting a little grandiose now about humanity and such, but there's definitely something very liberating about, oh, I'm a consumer. And I paid nothing for it. Like, go to Pinterest and you will see, if you train the algorithm just a little bit, that app is gonna be a walking art gallery for you. And no shame in that. I think a lot of people are like, oh, get off screen. Take off your eyes from the screen. Have some digital detox. Whatever the fuck is what the fuck is a digital detox? Are you not gonna watch TV? It's dumb. Instead, I think we need to make the most out of it. Just being aware that we don't spend away and waste away our time scrolling through mindlessly, but instead we can turn it into a tool, a walking museum, a notepad to write down our thoughts when we're consuming art, when we're watching a film. You know, use it instead of hating on it, I think. That's another takeaway. But I've been going on for 20 minutes. I don't know why that felt like fucking 30 minutes. I don't know why specifically it feels like 30 minutes. I think it's because I came into this recording with the intention of making this episode 30 minutes, and like with 10 minutes to go, I'm getting a little antsy. Well, I don't really feel the need to drag out this episode, though. Another big change that has kind of swept over me over the last couple months is I have liberatingly and with much, much joy and peace have acquired the skill of letting certain things go, such as my tendency of perfectionism, stress-inducing, mind-frying, brain-fucking perfectionism. So if before I'd be like, oh, I set out to record this as a 30 to 40 minute episode, so no excuses, I gotta drag through and talk about the weather for the remaining 5 minutes. But now I'm like, I made my point. People are still gonna enjoy it. There are more episodes to come. This ain't the last episode. I ain't going anywhere. So just keep it short and sweet. Thank you for listening to this episode. Remember to pre-add Life is Suffering Well and sign up to Patreon to support. I'm actually going to share a little voice recording / sketch recording of a new song that I'm working on called Lady Luck. It's going to be Wabi Sabi. I'm going to share a little bit of that on Patreon. So do please sign up and support if you can. And see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.